Okay, we're going to start Unit 8, Lesson 1 with the Federal Reserve. So the Federal Reserve System was formally established as an act of Congress on December 23, 1913, called the Federal Reserve Act. The stated purpose of the act was to provide the establishment of the Federal Reserve banks to furnish an elastic currency, which means the ability to expand the money supply or contract the money supply as they needed to afford means of rediscounting commercial paper, to establish a more effective supervision of banking in the United States and for other purposes. Right, so the Federal Reserve System is built around a 7-member board of governors together with 12 regional banks. The members of the board are appointed by the president and approved by Congress to serve for 14 years. The FOMC, which is instrumental in the conduct of monetary policy, has 12 members. Although the president and Congress play a role in the appointment of members of the Fed, their direct control stops there. The Fed is an independent body. The executive and congressional branches of the government have no formal input into the determination of monetary policy. So the Fed acts as an independent body from the government. It controls the monetary and money supply. It controls interest rates by itself as an unbiased, independent body. So it cannot be influenced by politics or lobby money, things of that nature. So it's an independent board that is put together and appointed by the president and Congress. They are appointed, approved, they are put on the board, and they are independent of the Congress and the government and the executive branch, and therefore that allows them to have some autonomy and no political pressure on how to implement monetary policy. Congressional control is limited to the fact that the chair of the Fed is required to report to Congress periodically and to Congress eventually having the power to change the laws governing the Fed's conduct. The goals of the Fed are specified in the section of the Monetary Reserve Act titled Monetary Policy Objectives. The Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System and the Federal Open Market Committee shall maintain long-run growth of the monetary and credit aggregates commensurate with the economy's long-run potential to increase production. So as to promote effectively the goals of maximum employment, stable prices, and moderate long-term interest rates. So they want to control the monetary supply and the overall condition of the market with consistent monetary policy, contracting or expanding the money supply, contracting or expanding interest rates in order to control inflation, employment rates. Sometimes the economy can heat up too fast and, you want to put a damper on it so that we don't, have a huge buildup and then see a big crash underneath it. That happens a lot of times when you see markets get too hot. So the Federal Reserve really wants to be the oversight of the market and the market conditions and be able to control it by, contract and expand policies. These objectives provide guidance to the Fed. It is required to pay attention to the level of economic activity or maximum employment and the level of inflation, which represents stable prices. Exactly how the Fed promotes these goals and chooses among them is necessary, if necessary, is not specified. In some cases, the different aims of the Fed may conflict. For example, promoting employment may not be consistent with low inflation. So if they want to heat the economy up and they want to have, employment gain ground, or they want to, gain on unemployment, they want to reduce the unemployment rate, that's going to heat the economy up because you have to expand the economy in order to grow jobs. And that's going to cause the economy to heat up. So when the economy heats up, asset prices go up, which means the price of anything that you have or own, a house, a car, food, gas, etc., those will inflate. Asset prices have no choice but to go up when, you know, the economy is growing. So the quicker that those prices go up, you know, that's going to put pressure on inflation figures, right? They're going to put the inflation will go up. Prices will inflate as the economy heats up. The Fed is responsible for controlling that with interest rates. So if the economy heats up too fast and it's starting to really grow at a quick level, you know, in order for most businesses to grow at a rapid rate, they have to go to banks and borrow cash. So when they borrow the cash, there's an interest rate attached to that cash that they borrow. So banks have to stay consistent with what the Federal Reserve puts out there as this is the marginal interest rate that we charge on these loans. So if the Federal Reserve raises the interest rates, right, for their baseline level for what they require banks to charge, right, then that's going to diminish the demand or the desire by companies to borrow money, because as interest rates go up, you know, the amount of money they have to pay back on those loans also goes up. So if the economy heats up too fast, interest rates go up, then you know, businesses will contract or, you know, not grow as fast. So therefore, that'll be able to meet the expectations for employment and inflation. So they control the employment and inflation through interest rates, and interest rates allows the economy to contract and expand. The lower the interest rate is, the more willing people are going to want to go out there and borrow. The higher the interest rate, the less willing people are going to want to go out there and borrow money. So through interest rates, the Federal Reserve controls how the economy contracts and expands. So, okay, the Fed has three main ways of affecting what goes on in the economy. The first is called open market operations and represents the main way that the Fed influences interest rates. A second tool, the discount rate, was mentioned explicitly in the policy announcement. You can go back and read that. The third tool, reserve requirements, the amount of funds that a depository institution must hold in reserve against the specified deposit liabilities. Within limits specified by law, the Board of Governors has sole authority over changes in reserve requirements. Depository institutions, which are regular banks, commercial banks, must hold reserves in the form of vault cash or deposits with the Federal Reserve. So let's just kind of explain that a little bit more. You know, there's a reserve requirement that the Federal Reserve has on each bank that's a commercial bank that is a depository institution that we can walk into and deposit cash. There is a percentage of their deposits that must be left with the Federal Reserve. So if their deposits go up, they have to take a piece of that cash that has been deposited into their bank and leave it with the Federal Reserve. That gives them some flexibility on, you know, the Federal Reserve not only sets interest rates, they also buy assets. They buy stocks, they buy bonds, they buy government treasuries. They are an independent institution. They are not a part of our government. So they also hold assets along with, you know, maintaining the market through interest rates, through employment policy, and through inflation policy.